CD 11, Unbreakable Health with the Cellular Jump. Module 32, Fixing Organic and Cellular Problems Within Your Body. I've been experimenting with different kinds of quantum jumps, and during the research have come up with an interesting way to work out physical problems. I was looking for a means to rebalance or energize the good cells of the body, and thereby restoring the organ that was affected, restoring it to its normal function. Well, this time the jump through the quantum door is into a universe where your twin self has an unusual set of cells, quanta stem cells. The very word quanta means the smallest particles. You might say the invisible ones. Just as your cells are invisible except on the microscopic level, so concealed in those cells are the cause of all physical problems. Hidden in those cells is also the means to strengthen and restore the cell, and in turn, of course, restore the organ to its natural functioning. The cells that we're concerned about are the stem cells that we've heard so much about of late. Adult stem cells can renew themselves by dividing and multiplying indefinitely while taking on the attributes of a healthy organ. This enables them to regenerate the entire organ into which they're introduced. Simplifying the concept, when adult stem cells are introduced into an organ with bad or diseased cells, the stem cell, being somewhat neutral in nature, takes on the attributes of the healthy organ, and by dividing, overwhelms and replaces all the diseased cells. During the cellular jump, you're going to be going to a doppelganger who's in a universe where stem cells have been introduced into every organ. Your doppelganger, in this case, has cells that have the ability to divide and create cells that can overwhelm all the bad cells that have caused the problem in the first place. With that as a brief background, we can now ask the question, can quantum jumping restore bad cells and recharge the body's batteries, so to speak? Once again, in an infinite universe and an infinite number of universes, whatever can be imagined is. That being the case, why not use quantum jumping to jump into a parallel where stem cells are available? Well, now that's what we're going to do. The philosophy behind this is that the mind does not know the difference between what is real and what is imaginary. This is best seen in a story that I've been telling for many, many years. First of all, let me say that when the imagination and the will are in conflict, imagination will win every time. Here's an example of that statement. Say that you have a sturdy plank, a foot wide and 15 feet long. This plank is lying across your living room floor. Do you think that you could walk the length of that plank without losing your balance? Of course you could. If you're a person with normal balance, you could do that 100 times, 1,000 times, and never come near to falling off. Okay, let's pretend a little further. Let's bring imagination into the equation. We now have 2 20-story buildings separated by a narrow alley. Our foot-wide plank bridges that alley, going from one roof to the next. Now then, 20 stories, wow, that's a long way down. People walking the sidewalk below, they look like little bugs. Could you, could anybody, outside of a tightrope walker, could anybody walk on that plank with the same ease and assurance as before? Not likely. What was so easy in the living room now becomes something out of a nightmare. If you really had to cross that height on such a board, it's doubtful you'd try to walk it upright. More likely you'd crawl, perhaps even drag yourself on your stomach, legs hanging and quaking with terror. Same plank, different surroundings. In that situation, what is the common denominator? It's the mind, the imagination. The imagination has come into conflict with the will. And even if you wanted to walk that board with every fiber of your being, your imagination just won't let you. The object of quantum jumping is to get the imagination working with and for you instead of against you. Most problems begin in the mind, and the mind is affected by the imagination. Your image of the stem cells of your doppelganger coming into your body when you merge with the doppelganger is what we hope will stimulate the imagination and rebuild a healthy, functioning organ. Instead of having the imagination working against you, through the concept of the quantum jump, the imagination is now working for you. What we are doing is creating a metaphor that helps to create a greater imagination. We can do virtually anything at all, as it's our intent to restore, recharge, and bring the cell, and therefore the organ, back to its full capacity. First thing, of course, is a relaxing meditation. Then, when you're deep and relaxed, you visualize the hallway and the quantum door. While in the hallway, you think about the organ or the part of your body that has a problem. The image doesn't have to be exact if, as example, there's a problem with, let's say, the stomach. And you don't know what a stomach looks like. Well, that's okay. Whatever you sense is correct. You may visualize a deflated or inflated football. That'll be your representation of a stomach, and it'll be correct. Whatever you visualize will represent the part of the body you wish to help. All we're looking to do here is to get the imagination on your side. Now, thinking about the organ, you open the quantum door and step through the doorway. On the other side of the door is your twin self's part of the body that you want to correct. It's large enough to merge into and look around. All you do then is to see the problem as something. What? It doesn't matter. Anything. You may see a fire in the organ. Put it out or rain on it. You may see the organ an odd color. Paint it a different color. You may see a nail sticking in the organ. Remove it. Get the idea? It's all imagination, so it doesn't matter what you do, so long as your intent is to heal and you do something. So go into the organ and fix it. If it's yourself that you're working on, just pop out of the organ and view your healthy twin self walking briskly as you merge with your twin self to carry the revitalized cell structure back with you to this reality. Now, please note, you can't do this wrong. Whatever you imagine, whatever you visualize as an organ or as a stem cell is correct for you. This is a metaphor that helps you to organize your own cells in a healthy, strong, and vital manner. During the following module, I'll guide you through the process. For now, consider what organ or part of the body you'd like to work with. Or if you're healthy and vigorous but have some person that you know who has problems, you can use this exact same technique on that person. Now, that might seem to be a bit confusing, so let me give you an example. Marjorie Summers brought her 10-year-old daughter, Heather, to an early class of mine. Heather was a bit young for the material, and most of it went over her head. But somehow she took to the cellular explanation completely. I discovered this when Marjorie called me a few weeks after the class. Seems that Marjorie had a maid from Honduras whose name was Maria. Maria had left that day to take care of her mother, who was in the hospital with a stomach problem and was due for a major operation. Before Maria left, Heather told her that she would take care of Maria's mother's stomach. Well, what would Maria say to that? She just smiled. Heather reported to her mother that she went into her bedroom and meditated. Then she jumped through the door into Maria's mother's stomach. She said it was like being in a big room. One of the walls of the room was all red, and the other walls were green. Heather took a spray gun and sprayed the red wall green so that all the walls matched. Then she saw Maria's mother get up from her bed and walk around the block with a smile on her face. Well, she told this to her mother, and she told it to Maria, too. Her mother just smiled and nodded, and Maria listened politely, and what could she say? Nothing. She just left. The next day, Maria called excitedly. She said a miracle had occurred. When she got to Honduras, her mother had been released from the hospital and was told that on second examination, the problem seemed to have disappeared. When Marjorie told me the story, I said to her, don't tell that to any of her friends, as they'd be mobbing her little girl. Well, she didn't listen. She told her friends told their friends, that there was a 10-year-old girl who was a remarkable healer. Pretty soon, strangers began to knock on her door asking for Heather. It got to the point where Marjorie was thinking of moving to a different city. Finally, she decided to simply say that Heather no longer lived there, and the last time I spoke with her, things had quieted down. Now, that story seems to have nothing to do with imaginary stem cell balance, but in a way it does. It shows that it's all imagination at work, meaning it doesn't matter what explanation you give it or what you do to correct it, as long as you do something. Spraying a wall green when you suspect the red indicates a problem works just as well as anything else you can come up with mentally. Now, was this story that I just told you about Marjorie and Maria and Heather, was that just a coincidence? I don't know. I've been asking myself that question for many, 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 many years. As a matter of fact, one of the things I remember about Jose Silva, when somebody told him a story like that, he would always look kind of wise and say, coincidence. But what is coincidence? Something is going on. And at the base of it all is imagination. On the next module is the cellular jump meditation. Use it wisely. Use it well. Thank you.